Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
From time to time, people ask about the stories behind Laugh Again and my ministry. My son Steve is going to ask them to me, and hopefully he won't make stuff up. So here are a few of those questions and my responses.
When did you first become aware of the impact that words could have?
In third grade, two friends came to my house, took me to a row of trees near our house, and told me they were there to beat me up. I'd been slandering one of them to the other, and they compared notes and came up with a solution. So I launched into my first comedy routine and made them laugh. They changed their minds because of that. I wish I had a tape of that sketch. I soon saw that words can work wonders. I used them mostly to devastate others, but in time discovered their power to build others up.
How did your first book happen?
When you were four, I began writing a column in Servant magazine for Prairie Bible College. An editor took the president of Harvest House Publishers out for lunch, read him one of my stories, and he later told me he couldn't finish his pizza. He was laughing too hard. He said, "See if he'd write a book." At the time, I thought, "I can't." My wife said, "You can." So we compiled my published short stories into a book, and Max Licato liked it, and it was a hit. People asked me to speak. I said, "I can't." My wife said, "God used Balaam's donkey. He can use you." And she was right. The donkey that carried Jesus into Jerusalem didn't think the people were there to wave palm branches and applaud for him. He just did what he was called to do.
What did Grandpa and Grandma think about your humor?
Steve, you remember their laughter. I once told my mom, "I want to grow up and be a comedian." She said, "Well, you can't do both." And she was right. But no one encouraged me more than my parents. Dad was very funny. Mom often said, "Keep it clean, son," especially when I was in fourth grade. They grew up during the Depression, so they were acquainted with despair. Their generation laundered cloth diapers by beating them with a stick while fending off wolves, you know. They had to develop a sense of humor. Dad sometimes played a vinyl record of Billy Sunday speaking. Billy said, "If you have no joy, there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere." And I always liked that.
Are there things that you don't joke about?
Oh, absolutely. I laugh at myself, but I don't joke about other people's pain. And I don't make fun of your mom. Honoring her is one reason we've been happy a very long time.
How much has mom been a part of what you're doing?
You know, I'm not sure I would have written anything without her encouragement. The stories that endeared me to people early on were stories of her family's struggle with Huntington's and her battle with epilepsy and her watching her dad drown when she was eight. There's nothing like hardship to take the biting edge off humor. Of course, you make a choice in that regard, whatever your situation. You know, son, how different we are. I can't drag her onto a stage for all the chocolate in Brazil, but she prays, and I've seen God hear those prayers in your life and in mine.
You've asked well-known people what they would like to be remembered for. How about you?
When I was 33, I wrote down what I'd like on my tombstone. He found God's grace too amazing to keep to himself, and I think I'll stick with that. I'd like to take what's been so freely given to me and spread it around.
Hey, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, Steve. Thanks for all the work you do on helping write and record this program. And thank you, listeners, for the questions. Feel free to connect with us and ask any more at any time. God bless you, my friends.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.